Hello, and I hope your life is going well. Today has been one of those days when it's been full of running around and errands and taking kids to doctor's appointments and going to Halloween parties at school. And I just have been running since my feet hit the floor. So I was thinking about this quote I heard by a woman named Phyllis Diller. And she says, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. So sitting here trying to center and thinking, all right, let's smile and maybe just do some type of something that's funny or recenter. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a meditation in Salt Lake City called Lower Light Sangha, led by Thomas McConkie. And Thomas McConkie is a guy who practiced Buddhism for a couple of years and then has wrote a book about... hey, buddies, give me just a second. Really? Really? You guys are fighting about two pennies? You guys are fighting about two pennies? Okay, there you go. That wasn't too hard, was it?
They were yours.
That's okay. I'm letting him use it. Go out and shut the door, please. Thanks, buddies. Well, okay. So Thomas McConkie, you know, sometimes it's hard to be a kid. So he wrote a book called Navigating Faith Crisis. But his meditation, he holds once a month. And, I'm kind of thrown off from my interruption from my cute guys. But he asked us to partner up with somebody and just talk about something that we'd been thinking of, you know, that week or that day. And I was thinking about, you know, my life is so full and so busy. Usually my feet hit the floor and I don't stop until I hop in the tub at night and have a few minutes to soak and think and, so I thought, all right, if this is my life and this is the life that I've chosen, I love being a mother, but that doesn't mean it's always like super easy or I always know what to do. Of course, I don't have an instruction manual. I'm just figuring it out as I go. I tell my kids that I'm like, yeah, I don't actually know what I'm doing. I'm just practicing on each of you. So thanks. And you're welcome. All that good stuff. So when I was partnered up with somebody, what came to me was that if I can remember to take a breath, like if I'm feeling harried and maybe like my mind and everything is going 100 miles a minute, just take a second and breathe and enjoy that particular moment or that finding the joy in each task. And it's not something that you do one day and then you got it and yes, nailed that one. Don't have to figure that out again. But to come back to it and remember, yeah, this is what I've chosen. And this is, I can find joy in folding the laundry and joy in inviting a child to help me make dinner. Carly helped me with dinner tonight and that was really nice. And I had a chance to help Eli with do the dishes tonight. And so just, I think that's one of the joys and challenges of motherhood is finding the happiness in each of those tasks. And, taking a minute for yourself, even if it's just to lock yourself in the bathroom, take a breath and finding something that was enjoyable or something that you have to look forward to. So I am the laughing mother, reminding myself that today is a great day to laugh. Thanks so much.